As we prepare for the message, would you bow with me in a moment of quietness as we simply open our hearts and minds? Amen. All through October, we have been talking, walking, being with each other through this whole time of stewardship and integrity. Stewardship is simply caring for the gifts that God has given us, and we do that with integrity, becoming the persons that God has intended us to be. So, how is it that you are defined? Well, we are all defined by many, many things. But it all comes down to this. You are defined by your priorities. And that means that you are defined by what you do and how you do it. Let's explore this. In all the years that I have been married to my wife, Colleen, we have always, every meal that we are at the table together, we join hands, whether it is just the two of us or 20 of us around the table, and one of the prayers that we share together is this very simple one. Bless us, O Lord, this food to our use, and us to your service, and make us ever mindful of the needs of others. What has amazed me in the decades that I have been praying, and make us ever mindful of the needs of others, is that every single time I speak that prayer, I am stopped and I am reminded of how incredibly important it is to think of the needs of others. This is generosity. This absolutely is generosity. So the day came when it was Colleen's birthday coming. And our girls were young, oh gosh, I want to say 6 and 3, somewhere right around. They were very, very young. And we went out to the Huron Mall, and we're looking in the stores. And as we were coming down, the girls saw Glenda the Good Witch from The Wizard of Oz. And I thought, oh, well, that's really cute. That's really nice. And then no, they wouldn't let it go. That's it. That's what we want to get. I tried my darndest to talk them out of it. No, I want a real gift. No, girls, no. And no, they would have none of it. It was Glinda the Good Witch or nothing. And so Glinda the Good Witch came home. Lo and behold, Colleen loved it. And Glinda the Good Witch was on our shelves in a prominent place in our living room, in our dining room, everywhere we went, every house we lived in, Glinda was right there. Today, Glinda is right down on the shelf overseeing Colleen's piano teaching. Why? Why did Colleen love that so much? Because she realized where it came from. It came from Grace and Emma's hearts, who loved the Wizard of Oz, who loved Glinda the Good Witch, and they wanted to share something that they loved with their mother. It could have been anything, but it was Glinda. Their hearts were so tuned to their mother that they were ready to share that which was most important to them. In that moment, they were defined by generosity. And what that says is that we are all defined by generosity. So Jesus was asked, is the greatest commandment? And he said, you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, and you will love your neighbor as yourself. Love God, love self, love others. We are commanded to live generously. We are commanded to be defined by our generosity as we love our neighbor. That love that comes out of us overflows and into our neighborhoods, into our churches, into our families. We are commanded to do that. This generosity is so incredibly important. Listen to those words that came from the book of Proverbs. One man gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. A generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. I love it when we can be defined by our generosity. And so here's what I want to tell you. You absolutely are defined. You are defined by your priorities, those things that you hold to be most important. Whether you speak them or people just see them in your life, you are defined by your priorities. And what this means is that you are defined by what you do and how you do it. I want to share with you three people, three stories, three people that I witnessed do some of the most unbelievably generous things that I had ever seen in my life. So you then are defined by your priorities. What is it that you hold to be important? Whatever it is, those things will be placed at the top of the list on your time, on your talents, on the use of your resources, whatever those resources may be. You will be. You are defined by your priorities. Let me tell you about Dick Jones. Dick and Eileen were two of the longest standing members inside of our Spearfish congregation. And up to their point of death, they were the longest standing marriage. It was almost 77 years that they were married. And Dick and Eileen, when I first arrived, were here every Sunday. They sat on the right side of the sanctuary. They sat, about the sixth or seventh pew, right on the aisle. And it was so much fun. These two just were together, hand in glove. And then, I don't know, it would have been 5 years ago, Eileen started to fail. They were both in their 90s, and Eileen came to a point where her health had failed and she could not live at home anymore. It was just too dangerous and the falls. And so Eileen went to live in the nursing home. Dick was up every morning in his routine, having breakfast, and up to the nursing home to be with Eileen. He was there all through the morning. He was there all through the afternoon. He was there as much as he could be. Well, then when his day was over, each day and every day, he did the number one thing that he didn't want to do, go home, and go home without Eileen. For those two, as wonderful and as caring as nursing facilities can be, it didn't work for them. And so Dick had all of his life set Eileen as his priority. The love that he shared with her, based in that love of God, absolutely was the number one shining thing that I saw in his life. And so they simply did this. Dick sold his house. And he and Eileen transferred to another care facility so they could live together. Dick gave up his house. He gave up his neighborhood. He gave up much of his independence just so that he could set straight and be present fully with his number one priority, his sweetheart. It was about 2.5 months ago that Eileen died. And it was about a month and a half later that Dick died. He was 98, she was 96. What an amazing and incredible life that those two lived. You will love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, and you shall love your neighbor, you shall love your wife as yourself. I love it. Every one of us is defined by the priorities that we set in our lives. All right. What are your priorities? What is it that's most important to you? And what is it that you put the most amount of time into, the most amount of money, the most amount of worry, the most amount of energy? Those are your priorities. Those are your priorities. How else will you be defined? You then will be defined by what you do. If this is your priority, then you're going to act on it. What you do is incredibly important. So for 11 years, I was pastor up in North Dakota, up in Dickinson. And early on in my ministry there, I got to know this guy. He was this rancher, this bachelor rancher who lived 60 miles out northwest of town. And every once in a while, he would blow in for worship. And he loved to sing. The guy was skinny as a rail and had really thick glasses. And he had this cocky little walk. And he had this laughter. Loved to laugh. This was Billy Race. And Billy Race was incredible. His father had homesteaded out way up in North Dakota in the Grassy Butte, far, far west. And Grassy Butte area. And in the 30s, his father had been extremely smart and had managed in the midst of the Great Depression to keep all of their land. Plus, he was able to buy some of his neighbor's land and then more neighbor's land and more neighbor's land. I don't know how much land he eventually wound up with, but it was substantial. Well, in that part of the country, if you're going to run cattle, you have to have a substantial amount of acreage. But the thing that Billy Race's dad did that was the smartest of all was he kept the mineral rights. And then in 1951, they found oil up by Williston. And they began exploring south. And they made it down to Grassy Butte, and they found oil in all of Billy Race's family's property. Billy was a bachelor. He lived up into his 90s, and he was one of those very, very rich people that are my favorite kind of rich people, the ones that you can't tell. He always had and blue jeans, he had his Wranglers on and his scarf, always had his cowboy hat on, and he just was this plain guy. It was so much fun, and I got to know him as I would go visit him in the hospital, or I would go up to his apartment. He had moved into town, and it was just so much fun, and we laughed and laughed. The one thing that Billy would splurge on was every 2 years he'd get a new pickup, and Billy, being a bachelor all of his life, would just go out and drive and drive and drive and drive. He hadn't, in his 90s, it had been close to 30 years since he had been running cattle out there, but he would go out and just drive. Well, the day came when I got an envelope in the mail. And in there, I'd been talking to Billy about, you know, what were the plans of the church, and that we really, really hoped to build a new church building sometime. And it was just this note, this little note in pencil that said, "Here's a check for the new church. Thought you might be able to use it, Billy." Oh, my gosh. I had never held a check for six figures before. And it was this, there was a $250,000 sitting in my hands. And that was what it took to get that ball rolling and to push that church off center. And today they have this wonderful, wonderful new church, all because of Billy's generosity. What you do, you will be defined by what you do. Now, it doesn't have to be money. What is it that you do when you go to help tutor students. What is it that you do when you go spend time with your grandkids? What is it that you do when you go up and spend time in the care facilities, nursing homes, hospitals, in pandemic? What is it what you do when you're out and caring for your neighbors, making phone calls, sending letters? You will be defined by what you do and the joy that comes inside of that. Now, the second thing with that is, You will be defined by your priorities. You will be defined by what you do. And you will be defined by how you do it. How you do it. Oh, my goodness. I have hammered for years with people to say, you have to remember, doing the right thing is not always what counts. It's doing it in the right way. What you do, how you do it. How you do it. So, I was a brand new rookie pastor and moved into the Wessington Springs Church out East River, South Dakota. And this great big brick church with this amazing, wonderful group of people, including Pearl Waybright. Jim and Pearl had been married ages and eons. Pearl was retired. She had been, I think, a kindergarten teacher in her career. But much more importantly in the life of that church, she had been a kindergarten teacher in our Sunday school program for way over 30 years. Now, she had retired by the time that I got there. But that woman was known and loved by that church, because that was, when you're a kindergarten teacher in the Sunday school for over 30 years, that means that you have taught two entire generations. There wasn't a kid who is now an adult in that church who had not had Pearl as their Sunday school teacher. And many of those big kids now had little kids of their own, and Pearl taught their kids. It was so much fun to watch people come up and talk to Pearl. The love and the care that she had poured into them. But more than that, I had a conversation with her one day to say, what? 30 years? You were that long? And she said, yeah. Oh, I loved it. I loved doing that. Every year, I just so looked forward to it. And I knew every kid by name and all of their families. And she just went on and on telling me about the joy. It was important that Pearl was that Sunday school teacher. But what was more important was that Pearl was a joyful Sunday school person. That Pearl was an engaged Sunday school teacher. That Pearl was a compassionate Sunday school teacher. That Pearl was passionate in what she did and how she did it. She made a difference in that town, in that church, in all those lives, simply because of how she chose to live out her priorities. All right, how is it that you approach? Oh, it can be really, really hard inside of pandemic times to really be joyful in what we're doing. But here's what I want you to know. I want you to hear this. You are being defined by your priorities. People are watching. And what you do really counts. But even deeper, how you do it and the joy that you bring. Because I'm telling you, if it's the anger that you bring, or the frustration that you bring, or the scarcity mentality that you bring, no, people see that too. How you do it really counts. So, we are involving ourselves in stewardship and integrity, caring for the gifts of God, becoming the people that God has wanted to be. This, in our Spearfish Church, is Stewardship Weekend. And so let me speak to you about stewardship in the middle of pandemic. And if Spearfish is not your home church, what is your home church? Or is there a church that could be home for you out there? One of the ways that we deal with this is through a commitment card. And with the commitment card, we simply ask people, how is it that you choose to participate in the life of your church, in the ministry of your church? Because the fact of the matter is that a church is defined by their priorities, by what they do and how they do it. And so what I'm doing today is inviting you to participate in the life and the ministry of maybe it's this church, or maybe it's a church where you are and is right across the street or down the block, wherever it might be. But here's what I know. Inside of pandemic, the importance of churches has never been greater. As we look at what is happening in our own Northern Hills communities, and we look and see where are people under pressure, as we look and see what's going right and what's going wrong, and how are people under such huge stress, the church, this church, and I'm hoping every other congregation out here in this community and across the nation is making a huge difference by being community together. In a time when community is really hard to find and really hard to create, we are community. And every Tuesday and every Thursday, our doors open up and we have the grocery cards that are going out into the community. And the telephones are always ringing and pointing people in our directions. Where are we? Who are we? Who do we need to be helping? Who needs a hand? Churches are crucial because we have high priorities out into our communities, and what we do really counts, and how we do it is crucially important. But we have to do that together. So how is it then that you can be defined by generosity and be invited into the life of a church? You are invited into the life of this church, making a difference in the lives of so many people. Maybe you choose to do that with a commitment card. Maybe you choose to do that by setting your priorities and making that happen in different ways through the church. I had a woman once who came to me and she said, I really, really, really want to fill out the commitment card, but you don't have the line that I need. She said, in the last 6 months, my finances have taken a terrible turn and I've got pretty much nothing. So here's what I'm doing. I am changing the card, and on that I'm putting down time. And the way that I choose to do this is that I want to serve at every communion lunch when you, or not communion, a funeral. When you have a funeral, I want you to call me. I know that you're calling the other teams that are out there to help, but I want you to call me. And I will come and I will help. And that is my gift. That is my generosity inside of this year. So it was so much fun to see that. How is it that you will define your generosity? May it be this week that your life absolutely shines as you are defined by your priorities in what you do and how you do it. And may you have the ability to do that through the power and the community of a local church. May it be that that church and your life and your generosity makes a difference in the world in which we live. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, would you pray with me? Lord, I lift up our communities, I lift up our churches, I lift up each person, each family, and pray that you would guide and bless. Lord, guide us in generosity. For this is where you have told us to go, so Lord, help us to do it. In Jesus' name, amen.